Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Wild Ones is a national nonprofit organization with local chapters that seeks to improve the environment by connecting people and native plants. Indigenous plants are adapted to local conditions, require less water and fertilizer, and provide crucial food and shelter for native wildlife, thereby supporting biodiversity and creating sustainable habitats. Wild Ones Capital Region NY serves Albany, Columbia, Greene, Rensselaer, Saratoga, Schenectady, and Schoharie counties. There will be a native plant celebration and seed swap this Saturday, November 15th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Helderberg Room at John Boyd Thatcher State Park Visitor Center in Voorheesville, New York. Rosemary Mix is president of Wild Ones Capital Region New York, and Martha Tumim is a master gardener. They join us now. Rosemary and Martha, welcome to the roundtable. Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Rosemary, I'll begin with you. Tell us about the mission and the work and the project that is Wild Ones, please.
Wild Ones is a national organization, and they promote native plants and natural landscapes, and we do this through education, advocacy, and collaboration with other organizations. And we have formed a local chapter, Capital Region New York, and there are several chapters in New York State promoting native plants and connecting people with native plants.
I think that most public radio listeners know or realize that native plants are plants that are natural to the region where we're finding them and trying to reestablish them. What are the benefits of native plants? Martha?
Well, that's turned over to me. The benefits are attracting good wildlife, birds and insects and butterflies, all kinds of things, and enabling them to reproduce on those plants. That's what they prefer. They prefer to reproduce on those, and also that's what they eat.
What are some of the challenges to the mission of Wild Ones to reestablishing native plantings throughout the region?
Would we say lawns?
Oh, lawns are definitely any kind of a monoculture.
we would say lawns.
Like lawns. Okay. Also, people are planting invasive types of plants. A non-native plant doesn't have to be invasive, but many of them are. So if you look around, you see those common reeds everywhere as you drive by. What they do is they crowd out the plants, the little plants that the ducks and other waterfowl want to eat. So they don't have anything to eat and they have to move on.
How does Wild Ones approach the community and gardeners to further the mission of planting and reestablishing native plants?
Well, our membership is really varied. We've got the very, very novice gardener who would just love to start putting a couple plants in. We've got super experienced gardeners. We have people who are land managers and landscapers. So it's a huge, wide spectrum of individuals that are involved with our organization. And we try to support them we have like a demonstration garden. We have some cozy chat programs where you can get together and talk about your natives. We do meet and hikes and garden tours. So we try to reach out to you where you're at. And we learn that through our membership chairperson when they reach out when somebody initially joins our organization.
Could you tell me more about the demonstration garden, where it is, who maintains it, what you can witness from visiting that garden?
Yes, I can tell you. The demonstration garden that we put in last year came from with Unity Lutheran Church on Western Ave across from Stuyvesant Plaza. Uh-huh. There's a garden with the church there. And a group of us came together and put that in. We won a small grant for that opportunity. Right now, Wild Ones overall maintains it, and we're working with the church to eventually change that a little bit so that they'll be doing more of the maintenance work also. But we've also really worked at putting in plants that don't require a lot of maintenance. So,
do native plants generally require less maintenance than non-natives that mm-hmm. you'd bring in? Because you need to, I would think, adapt your soils or what have you to accommodate for non-natives.
Well, initially, native plants need care. They need watering. They need weeding as they're getting established. So what is that saying? The
first year they sleep. The next year they creep. The third year they leap.
I love it. We love a rhyme.
So that's where it's at. And our demonstration garden is in its second year, and it was very exciting because we actually, our national organization came out to film it.
Oh, great.
And used a lot of footage from the area and created a couple of what are they called? Videos?
Like promotional videos for the organization.
Be the Change is one of them. And then another one, they highlighted a project up in Saratoga County that they were able to convert into a program. So it's very cool.
Great. Martha, you are a Master Gardener and a Wild Ones member. What form does that membership take? What do you do to help further the mission?
Well, one of the things I do is I give talks through Wild Ones. Talks about how to establish a native garden, botanical names, so you understand what you're actually purchasing instead of a common name. And then I'm going to be running the seed swap section of an event that we're having at Thatcher Park. Rosemary can tell you more about it. It's coming up this Saturday, where we will have native seeds to give you even if you don't have seeds to swap.
The Native Plant Celebration and Seed Swap is this Saturday, as you mentioned, November 15th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Helderberg Room at Thatcher Park in Voorheesville, New York. Tell me more about what this celebration will entail and what kinds of seeds people may be able to swap.
Oh, sure. It's our fourth or fifth year. I can't remember now. And
time is a lie. Don't worry about that.
We'll be working in conjunction with the Thatcher, Emma Treadwell Thatcher Nature Center, and the Friends of Thatcher. And we'll have craft activities for the family. We'll have nature crafts, milkweed pod ornaments we'll be making as
Great.
One of the crafts.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marty will be at the seed swap table with people who have a lot of gardening knowledge to answer any questions that you might have. And then a couple of other organizations will be there. This year we've invited the Shaker Heritage Society. You may or may not know that they actually invented seed packaging.
I didn't know
that.
There
you go. So they'll be there with a little seed activity, a package activity. And the kinds of plants that you can get are whatever seeds have been donated to us. If you've got native seeds, you can bring them and register them the day of. Or if you don't have native seeds, you can come and just collect whatever you want. Historically, we've had so many leftover seeds at the end of every swap that we then donate them to various libraries and projects around in our catchment area.
That's fantastic. What are some of your personal favorite native plants?
Well, you're looking at me, and I have to say butterfly weed,
sure.
Asclepias tuberosa, which is really beautiful. And, of course, any kind of milkweed is very, very beneficial, especially to the monarchs.
Mm-hmm.
They're the only ones that eat that plant, and that's the only plant they can eat. So it's a good idea to have some of that in your yard, even if you're adding it to a non-native garden. I love most native plants. I love Echinacea purpurea, the purple coneflower.
Love them. Beautiful.
I love Rudbeckia, black-eyed Susan. I love Monarda fistulosa, which is a very pale lavender bee balm.
Mm-hmm.
I could go on, and I will not.
Well, the seed swap, the Native Plant Celebration, is Saturday, November 15th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Is there anything else you want to make sure we mention on the radio this morning?
Well, if they do go to the wildones.org website, you do not have to be a member to access all kinds of resources and to join us on meet and hikes and different events that we have. It's great if you become a member. It really helps us. It helps support what we do.
But it's not necessary.
Sure.
And even our national organization, there are lots and lots of information on growing and getting started with native plants that's available.
The website is very thorough with, as you've just said, lots of tips. It's a great resource,
mm-hmm.
as is your commitment to the mission. Thank you both for joining us and telling us more this morning.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Again, the Wild Ones Capital Region New York Native Plant Celebration and Seed Swap is this Saturday, November 15th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at John Boyd Thatcher State Park Visitor Center in Voorheesville, New York. To learn more, visit capitalregionny.wildones.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.